This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Krause, K-R-A-U-S-E, first name Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, date of birth September 12, 1956, date of evaluation November 16, 2023. The referring physician, Dr. Peekman. Chief complaint, 67-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left knee surgery. The HBI, the patient is noted as a 67-year-old male who reports industrial injury to the left knee and hamstring dating to October of 2022, period. He was initially evaluated as consensual 4 to 5 days following his initial injury. He was then referred for physical therapy, period. However, he stated that therapy made things worse, his symptoms worsened, period. He was seen by orthopedic in January of 2023 and was given a knee injection, which helped a bit, period. However, he has had ongoing pain, which he described as constant and 7/10. Period. Pain is worse with standing and going up and down stairs. Period. Feels like his knee will just give out. Period. The patient otherwise denies symptoms of chest pain or apnea or PND. Period. His past medical history otherwise unremarkable. Past surgical history, emergent GI surgery, neck number back surgery in 1998. Medication, Celebrex 200 milligrams one daily, Flexeril 10 milligrams one daily, Gabapentin 100 milligrams one daily, Cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams one daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. Father had a bad heart and died at the age of 88. Social history. Patient reports smoking 1.5 packs per day of cigarettes. He notes alcohol use but denies drug use. The review of system. Otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Vital signs, blood pressure 148/77, pulse 100, respiratory rate 20, height 73 inches, weight 180 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The abdomen reveals a midline scar, period. He is noted to have a correction on cardiovascular examination. He has a grade 3/6 systolic murmur. Period. Murmur appears diffuse. Period. Musculoskeletal. The left knee reveals moderate tenderness to palpation, period. The data review, x-ray reveal, correction, x-ray data November 4, 2022. 22 reveals left knee medium meniscus root avulsion with bone marrow edema. The impression, this is a 67-year-old male who it being preoperatively as he had sustained an industrial injury to the left knee, period. He was found to have a tear of the medial meniscus, period. The patient currently is in significant pain, period. However, I am concerned about his echocardiogram. Correction, I am concerned about his significant murmur, period. The EKG of note demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 86 beats per minute, period. There is diffuse, non-specific ST change, period. Occasional PVC is noted, period. Left ventricular hypertrophy is noted, period. Given his abnormal EKG, I will defer on recommendation for surgery until he has had an echocardiogram. Signed, Dr. Longton Ferguson. Interval history dated November 28, 2023. The patient underwent echocardiogram on November 21, 2023, period. There is severe left ventricular systolic function. His left ventricle ejection fraction is 25-30%, period. There is severe global hypokinesis of the left ventricle, period. There is moderate aortic regurgitation, period. There is severe mitral regurgitation, period. The results were discussed with the patient, period. On follow-up, his blood pressure was 144/74, pulse 100, respiratory rate 20, height 73 inches, and weight 180.4 pounds, period. He has underlying cardiomyopathy, period. I have started him on carvedilol 6.25 milligrams COBID, period. He requires nuclear stress test, period. At this time, he is not cleared for his surgical procedure. He is high risk given underlying cardiomyopathy, which is currently untreated. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.